If you want that real action, well, you're going to have to travel right down south, because that's where it's a mixed bag of species. No matter what you are targeting, pack everything, because everything is coming out. As you get closer to Durban, that's where things really start firing.
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
We promised you we will be back, and we are back. Happy Boxing Day. I hope Christmas was merry, was festive. I hope Santa got you all that you hoped for, and hopefully it was fishing tackle. In this week's show, we've got a slight change of format. It's just yours truly. I am flying solo on this one because it's the public holidays. Everyone needs a bit of a downtime, some family time. With that, you know we're going to be squeezing in some fishing time, right? So, yeah, you know what? That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to keep you in the loop, and I am flying solo. Yeah, I'm going to let you know what's been going on. The reporters have been in touch with me. They have been telling me what's going on. We just didn't do our full production of the show, right? Yeah, it's the festive period. We are taking our foot a little bit off the pedal because that's what fishing is about as well. All right, so we're going to get into it. I'm going to give you a rundown in a nutshell of what's been going on. But before I do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, remember, the Kingfisher is open throughout all of these public holidays. They are trading hours are varied with certain stores. However, you can find all of these trading hours on their social media platforms and on their website. So go and check them out. They are here to serve you, especially as we have a little more fishing time right now, okay? Now, while we are talking about the Kingfisher, I would just like to take this moment to give them a huge shout out and thank them for supporting us throughout another year of Angling News Podcast. They are just as invested as we are with regards to bringing you the fishing news. And they've been with us since the start, and it's been another year, and they will be here for next year as well. So, yay, Kingfisher, thank you so much. The news could not be possible without you. Now, let's get into the fishing news. Let's start off with rock and surf, right? Because it's the holidays, everyone's playing on the beach. It's a real buzz out there. Let's start off on the North Coast. The North Coast is a buzz with non-ed action. So reports have been coming through throughout this week where we've had sand sharks coming out. We've had a couple flatties. More so, it has been on the offshore side, right? So rock and surf hasn't been fireworks up on the North Coast. However, if you are looking to stretch your arms a bit, well, flex those muscles, stretch the line, bend the rods, it is the non-edible action that you are going out for. As you get closer to Durban, that's where things really start firing. And a slight mix with some edible action, bolito, shloti, the guys are getting the shad, they're getting a few of that rock species. It's still majority non-ed action, sandies, and your skate species. Bulk of the action has been with the gray sharks. Now, that also applies to Durban as well. It's mainly non-eds, but it's summertime. It's expected on the rock and surf side. It's not to say you aren't going to get any edible action. It's just, it's mainly going to be like your stumpies, your groundfish species. The harbor is performing really well, though. Lots of grunt in the harbor. Lots of kingfish coming out, so the harbor is looking quite good. And if you want to fish those calmer waters, if you are taking the kids out to introduce them to fishing, the harbor is a really good place to start. Now, as we move into the South Coast, Warner Beach, that has been a gray shark fest of note over this last couple of days. For some reason, there's a lot of gray sharks out at Warner's. I fished a Menzantoti over the last couple of days, and it wasn't fireworks. There has been a couple stumpies, there has been some shad, but it hasn't been wild, right? Warner Beach is the area where the gray sharks did come wild. And if you want that real action, you're going to have to travel right down south, because that's where it's a mixed bag of species. No matter what you are targeting, pack everything, because everything is coming out. You got Dorado coming off the rocks. You got the shad. There's cob. There's gray sharks. Rock species of note. Lots of bronze breams. Anywhere from Cezela right up to Port Edward, that's where the real action is happening right now. But that's on your rock and surf side. If you are fishing offshore, guys, it is pelagics all day long, and that is throughout the entire coastline. Right up north, you've got dories and tuna and cooter coming out. Reports on a daily basis would full. The guys got their full quota of fish. It is absolutely amazing up there. As you move into Durban, we just came out on the back of the Dorado Derby and the guys were having a total epic time out there. Lots of fish coming out. The chugger, the rattler chugger has been the lure of the week. It's the flavor of the week. Go out, get it. Trust me, speak to anyone that has been fishing for Dorado off Durban. They will tell you that Dorado cannot resist them. And it's the pink one, guys. You know, that make sure it's the pink one you are getting. Right, and then as you get down South Coast, same story, it's Dorado. Like I said, you know, if there's Dorado coming off the rocks, you can only imagine what's happening offshore. But they've also got a fair amount of tuna mixed with that and a couple wahoo in between. So offshore, right now, summertime, it is truly magnificent. You can see the images on our cover. It is a dory and a wahoo, right? Offshore epic right now. As we get into the freshwater side in KZN, the trout, obviously, a bit slow. It is the warmer weather. I just fished off the berg. It was a bit tough. I'm not going to go into my ones. It was a couple of bites. That's for another day. But for now, the trout has been a bit quiet. Yellowfish, Sterkfontein, reports are still coming in thick and fast. That gold slabs are out in full force. And if it's bass you're after, well, more reports out of Hazelmere, Inanda, in between the high sands as well. The guys are fishing in between the high sands. I'm sure you must have seen some of that footage. Yeah, they are producing the fish out there. Albert and Midmay has been a little more quieter. However, that's where you want to go and get some carp. So all in all, that is your KZN report in a nutshell. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you are enjoying the festivities. Guys, we will be back next week. Yes, it'll be the 2nd of January. I am here to deliver the news. That is what we do. That is what Angler News does. But before I round off this week's episode, I just want to give you a huge shout out. Thank you for another magnificent year. Thank you for being part of our journey and deciding to hit play when we are bringing you the news. Thank you for trusting us in delivering this news. Our reporters have been on the ball. In fact, so most of them were saying, oh, why can't we do another podcast this week? I'm like, guys, I know you want to. I know you're dedicated. I know you're committed. It's just to do the full production, it is a bit much. So please bear with us. I'm gonna tell the guys what you told me. But yeah, you know, that's the dedication we have from our reporters, and they are here for you, and they will be here for you next year. Another team that's been supporting us throughout this entire journey to bring you this news, guys, East Coast Radio. What an amazing year it's been with them. They have made bringing you this fishing news so accessible. They've created such an hurrah for fishing in KZN. So, you know, thank you, East Coast Radio. Thank you, the listeners. Thank you to my reporters. This has been another truly magnificent year. And guys, this is us for now, but we will be back louder and stronger next year. So until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.